immer Wim Hof gesagt, gibt es da was Neues? Ich habe schon lange nichts davon gehört.
Wim Hof.
Okay, die zweite Folge. Das ist mein harter Anschlag. Kalte Duschen draußen, Jordan, Oberkörper. Achso, das war der harte Anschlag.
Ich
finde das voll cool. Wir können einfach random rumlaufen. Ich glaube schon, dass das manche feiern. Einfach. Man weiß eigentlich gar nicht, was hier abgeht.
Alright. Hello and welcome back to Maron. Today we try to talk the whole episode in English and let's see what happens. And yeah, on the other side there is Ronnie.
Hello, I'm Ronnie. Hello, yeah. Everybody.
And yeah, today we are going to talk about the current party situation in Cologne, maybe what we are doing there, and yeah, let's see what other topics we have. Just that you know, let's try to keep it like in 1 hour today. Mm-hmm. And yeah, let's start. So, okay, the first thing is it's a bit unusual to speak in English.
Yeah,
it does not feel very natural, to be honest, but let's see. Yeah, the thing is Ronnie is kind of a hobby DJ currently and like spending currently a lot of or like more time in it, and he knows some party groups and organizations where they plan parties and do parties. And yeah, to be honest, I don't want to talk in English. Auf Deutsch switchen, das ist voll behindert.
Should we switch back to German?
Yeah.
Okay, at least we tried.
Oh, what do you think? Oder was denkst du? Weil ohne Scheiß, ist echt komisch.
I mean... Yeah, es ist komisch. But we can try. But I mean, we can do it another time if we are maybe more prepared or something. I don't know. Because it's different also. I mean, right now I'm talking in English, but it feels weird because I'm not used to it like in the past, like every day talking in English with...
Yeah.
In the previous job, you have to talk in English because colleagues can only speak in English or doesn't speak German so well. Well, so you have to talk in English. So every day you kind of used to it. And right now... I don't speak English at all every day. I just listen to podcasts or something or to movies or shows. But besides that, I'm really not used to speak by myself like right now. And it feels a little bit weird, but also it's okay. But we can switch to German.
For me, it is. I can speak English. It's no issue for me, but it feels like I cannot really enjoy what we are doing here. Using English without any sense, or I don't know, when you say let's do in English, I'm in, but otherwise let's switch.
Yeah, maybe if someone still listens until this point, maybe you can give us feedback if you want to hear a whole episode in English from beginning to end, because we are doing it right now by ourselves. It's just an experiment by ourselves. No one told us to do it in English, so yeah. From my side, let's switch back to German to our comfort zone.
Do you sound disappointed?
No. I'm feeling right now. I'm not sure. I'm not sure because one side is feeling. Yeah, it's weird. Other side says, yeah, go to German and then you can speak safely. And then there is another side say, yeah, why not just do it? But
okay, yeah. Fuck it. Let's continue in English then.
Let's continue in English. Yeah, okay. let's continue. Fuck it. Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, I will just continue. So Ronnie knows where some parties are, and I thought, okay, let's go there. On the weekend, and it's on the Rhine, on the coast there, so it's outside. And yeah, for me it took 2 hours to be there, because man, the train was completely fucked up and had to stay on some places and had to wait for quite a few minutes every time, mm-hmm. because there's a construction zone between Cologne and Bonn, but it was only at that evening. It's like, I don't know, they just picked that time. And yeah, so we are there then, and then I tried to contact Ronnie, but he was not available. And I thought, okay, maybe he's currently DJing or enjoying time. I know this guy. He's probably doing something different and don't give a fuck about the smartphone.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, when I look back at this weekend, it would have been so much more I would have enjoyed the weekend more without a smartphone, if I'm really honest, because I remember I looked it so much up. I looked at the apps, the messaging apps, and messaged with people and exchanged numbers and stuff like that. But when I look back, next time maybe I will just leave my phone at home or something like that. Or maybe I get my second phone or something where I don't have the apps, or I have a second phone where I don't use the messaging apps. It's just the old phone from my side, the old iPhone 6. And maybe I will use that just for emergency situations, or if you need to call someone or something. But yeah, let's see. Besides that, so these 2 hours, so this was only because of the construction work. What is the normal time you need from Bonn to this place? To this place,
I don't know, but to the central station, it's 30 minutes, 24 minutes kind of.
Okay.
Then from there, I think it's again 20 minutes to Niel, and then you have to walk, of course. It's like, it's okay, but yeah, when there are some disturbances, it's taking longer. And so we are on this bridge in this Niederhafen. And there I was looking, okay, where's the party here? And there was like nothing.
Yeah.
And we were going down and looking, and there was a party. I thought, okay, maybe that's Ronnie, or like the party which Ronnie is also attending. And yeah, we are also, the thing, it was dark because it was pretty late actually, and man, I couldn't see any faces, so it was even harder to recognize, okay, am I right here or not?
Yeah.
And so I have to ask every time, every party, what party this is. And so I was there and looking, okay, there's the Ronnie. Is there some other guy I know? He's also not there. And then I just ask, which party is this here? We are looking for this Lichtparade. And the girl was saying, what? Here's no Lichtparade. This is the birthday, the 18th birthday of Theo.
Theo or Till?
Yeah, some Theo. So he's going to be 18 there. And I thought, okay, there's just some kids here partying. But it was a pretty great party for such young kids, man. There was like a light show and not good music, but a good sound system.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going to the other party, because there was party, like on the whole, it was crazy, really. I was really surprised by that. It's so cool there, man.
Yeah, and it's really... Okay.
I even didn't know that there are parties at all. So how was it like 2 years ago? Was there also some kind of party street?
Good question. Actually, also, it was for me this weekend or this week. I was maybe 2 days before, I think on the Wednesday or some day during the week, I was also there. And that was actually the first time from my side. Since I'm living in Cologne, that I saw this place, this side from the Rhine, because I was always on the other side, Pollerwiesen and Jugendpark and this place. And actually, this is the Nieler Strand or Nieler Hafen is actually on the left side. And it was my first time, and I thought, wow, this is amazing. This really, because the sand is really, really fine there, and you can swim there in the water, and the location is amazing there. You can really, I had a feeling like I was on a festival with different DJ stations, yeah, and different music. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really like that there, and a lot of people were going there, so not that much. It was really, I mean, like the traffic was kind of huge. There were a lot of people going and leaving, and yeah, then we were at the second party. This was also a birthday, but like with tickets, so you have to buy a ticket, I think, because there was some kind of money transferring going on all the time, or the whole time.
Yeah.
And this was even a bit sicker party, man. The light show was even greater, and the sound system was also pretty good. So, man, that's really some quality parties there. And yeah, then I was going again somewhere else because I figured out, okay, this is something else there. And yeah, I was walking. There was like two guys, I think, were there building up some DJ equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, this can't be that, because yeah, they are just building up, and it was 11 p.m. there.
Mm-hmm.
So I were walking further. Okay, and then there was like, it was more electronic, this music where I then was, that this was the third party. And after like a couple of minutes, I figured out this is kind of a Russian party there, man. So the only Russian guys, and then Russian music, and man,
okay.
I was really surprised that there are like even kind of theme parties there. And the next party was so smaller. So then I was like, okay, fuck, what should I do? Then I was thinking, okay, it's kind of nice here, just chill here on the beach, and kind of maybe wait a bit if someone responds to my messages. I was messaging you and the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, it's kind of a bit disappointing because he knew I am here and it's a long way. But then I thought, okay, it's still nice, he has reason, so it's okay. Then my girlfriend was disappointed because she was really on party mood, and
then
I thought, okay, let's just pick the best party here and just dance a bit. And we were going back where the two guys were building up this DJ thing, this equipment, and I wanted to go further because I thought, okay, we were actually here already, because I was also not able to differentiate the parties because it was also dark and I don't know so much there. And we were staying there because she said, yeah, this is the party where they were building up when we came. And mm-hmm. I said, okay, let's check it out. And yeah, the music was decent, I think. And then we like were there for half an hour, so dancing a bit crazy, so just to get the most of the time. And yeah, then I figured out, or then we decided, yeah, let's just go. It was nice. And we were leaving then, we're in the train, and then you guys responded and said that this was actually the party, so we were there.
You were there, but yeah, we missed each other.
Mm. Yeah, it was pretty late actually when they started, so I think it was half, it was even 12, I think, I don't know. I really don't know. But it was still nice. I made the best out of it. And it was really a nice experience to see this. It was really, really cool.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, I want to party or make my birthday party there at some point, maybe, because it's really cool there. And then when we went to the train, there was a group, and there was a guy like looking a bit fearful and asking, man, is there something still going on? And I said, yeah, there's actually a nice party, the second or third party you have to go. And he was so happy, man. I don't know, he was like really doubting if there is something, but then he was going there, and I think maybe to your party. And yeah, the next day, man, we looked at Telegram, at this channel, because before there was nothing going on. It was starting at 1, I think, when they wrote.
Yeah.
And man, this was a long party, I think. It was, I don't know if it was until Sunday, from Friday to Sunday, or with a little break, but man, it was. And I saw you asking for some wine and water or beer. beer and six bottles of wine at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And then I thought, man, next time I just come in the morning with some beverages. And yeah, there was also some parent asking if they can bring their kid. And it was so crazy to read that this actually is still going on, man. And yeah. And this guy was saying, yeah, I have to recharge my batteries. It was, I think, 2 p.m. the next day. And then I come back. And man, I think, I don't know, was this party like the whole time going on until Sunday?
Yeah, the thing is, it was really, the plan was until Sunday. And actually, there was another group of people who wanted to celebrate a birthday. So they also built up the location there with an also nice DJ look area there. I think the second stage there, the thing, maybe you can remember the location where there are a lot of trees, and it's like when you go inside, it's like feeling you are in a jungle or something, and it's like everywhere trees over you, and you feel like you are covered. Kind of, maybe you remember this place. And in the middle, near the Rhine, or near the there's the DJ area. And on the other side,
I know what you mean. There was also some kind of hiding. I don't know, so eine Plane war da und so ein Dreieck Ding, ne? Und so. Aufgespannt.
Yeah, and that was actually they built it up, and that was also the party on. That was the main party on from Saturday to Sunday. and between that time we had also our soundboxes on the whole running on the whole day and some people were DJing there, and there were actually a lot of people who have DJ skills, and it was no problem that you asked someone, hey, do you want to make a DJ? Actually I didn't do DJing at all on this day because so many people wanted to do it, and then I said, okay, let's chill, let's enjoy, let's be kind of an observer, and let's just dance and talk with the people. And I talked, I don't know to how many people I talked to different random people. And there was also a couple, an old one, a 56-year-old a guy with his wife. They were driving with the bikes there, and they saw the party. And they went to us, and they said, oh, yeah, can we join you? And then we said, yeah, sure, if you want. And then they said, oh, awesome, thank you so much. And then they were dancing, and we were talking to them. And yeah, and then it was really, nice. And I think maybe so far one of the best parties, or if not maybe the best party weekend of this year from my side.
Oh, man.
Because the weather was also amazing.
It was really good, yeah.
And also I met also other friends, which I haven't planned to meet there. We just met there just by coincidence. They were also there, and then we were dancing, and then I saw her, and then, hey, and then, it was really nice. And I think this will be not the last time on this location. I think actually on this weekend, on Friday also, but I think the weather is not so nice, but... Yeah, the summer just started, so...
Yeah, I think Friday will be nice, but I don't know if it's Saturday also. Yeah, could be, but it's not that warm.
Yeah, but no rain, I think that's the most important, because from Saturday to Sunday, I think at 1 a.m. in the morning, on the Sunday morning, party was really good going on, this birthday party, and then the rain started, and
it was raining.
Uh-huh. It was heavy rain. It was really heavy, and with lightning and thunder, and then I went directly home with a friend, and that was it. I think I was at Sunday at home in the morning at 2 a.m. or something, and I was so, because I haven't really, I didn't sleep really. I was chilling. I tried to sleep there but I was just talking all the time or dancing. Yeah. But it was good. And maybe next time what I learned, maybe I should also go home during, maybe in the morning or something. yeah, or earlier and then come back in the morning or something with new energy and showering or maybe sleep for some time to enjoy it really more. Because yeah, if you feel tired, you feel tired. It's like with everything you do, you have not full energy and you cannot really enjoy it.
Yeah, and parties in the morning are also pretty nice. When I think about festivals, man, it's so nice to sleep in the tent, wake up, make you ready, and then just go like at 10 or 9 p.m. to some kind of stage. Man, it's so nice.
Yeah.
Like having this early kind of energy, which feels kind of unique. And then this party is also, man, I really also like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting, man, that you also didn't sleep, man.
Yeah, besides that, to be honest, I there was a situation, someone asked, hey, do you want some LSD? And then I said, yeah, why not? But I took maybe half of a real dose. And then I said, hey, let's enjoy. And it was this combination with this music. And yeah, that was really... I felt like I'm kind of in another world, reality, or I don't know, another country, and I'm on vacation or something. Because it was the first night I never had this experience. Actually, I can't remember in Germany that I was walking without a t-shirt, shirtless during the night. I'm only used to that when I'm on vacation in Southeast Asia or something, and I realized that it's 2 a.m. in the morning and I'm walking here shirtless and I feel warm. It's nice.
Yeah.
And I said, wow, that's really crazy. Yeah. That's,
you mean on Saturday, like from the night from Friday to Saturday, or what?
From Friday to Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, I was walking with a backpack, and then I realized, man, it's I don't know, 1 a.m. and I'm sweating like crazy. What the fuck, man? And it was really also for me, kind of surprising that it's so hot in the night. It was really, really hot, man. Also, so it was pretty nice partying temperatures and weather. Yeah, interesting. But one thing. Have you got your 6 bottles of wine at 4 in the morning? Or have you?
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, actually, a lot of people brought they brought a whole how do you call Kiste, a whole
package
of beer. Someone brought, and they bought and then sick and wine and bottles of water, and actually people and also they ordered from Gorillas or Flink. I don't know. I think Gorillas. They ordered. And they delivered to this place, and yeah, and then we got food there, some fruits, bananas, and apples.
Nice, man.
And that was really, I was feeling like, oh, man, this is life. I was saying to myself, this is life. I'm living life right now, and yeah.
But why wine, man? 6 bottles.
Some people wanted wine. I don't know why.
Okay, I thought you were planning something.
Not for myself. Actually, no, I wasn't drinking alcohol at all. Maybe I sipped some drinks and something, but most of the time I only drink water. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah, pretty nice place there, man. Really. And what's also interesting, there were people fishing, like between the parties, just fishing and also having a tent there. So I think camping also.
I saw that too. I saw that too. And I thought I saw them and I thought, okay, yeah, they are fishing there and I'm sitting here and enjoying my time. And it was great. And also in the morning on the Saturday, I was sitting just with friends there and we were talking and looking at the Rhine and talking about life and everything. And then some random guy came to us, just sitting next to us, and said, yeah, hello. And he just came in the morning. He was not there, I think, in the evening. He just came in the morning. He saw, I think he got the information from someone, and he sat next to us and he said, yeah, hi. And then he started talking about Berlin and the clubs there and stuff. And I don't know, these famous clubs and where you hear stories where people are, I don't know, Kit Kat, or I don't know how the name is from these clubs.
Yeah.
Kit Kat or Berghain.
Yeah, Berghain, yeah, I was thinking.
Berghain. And he just started talking random stories. I don't know. Some crazy stories. And I was just sitting there and I was thinking, what the hell? What people do things like that? I don't know, some story like, yeah, you go there in the club and then, yeah, you go there as a man, you go there and there were some girls, they're looking at you and they're so, yeah, we will get you, kind of stuff, some crazy, dirty stuff, and I don't know, and it sounded really nuts, some so unreal. But he was talking like it was kind of normal when you go. I've never been to these places, but
yeah.
It sounded crazy.
Yeah, but sometimes these stories, I also know some stories. I sometimes hear it from both sides, actually. There are also some special parties and men at the top, they're like, I don't know. I heard like doing cocaine, fucking on the floor, and man, this is... Yep. Not my kind of party, but crazy still to hear and funny.
I heard the same also about Boat's House. Yeah, from different people. But
yeah, a friend of mine was DJing there, and then he said, yeah, they were just fucking there, man, and doing cocaine, man.
yeah.
Crazy.
I heard it also. People, humans are, I don't know. Yeah, we are like animals, kind of.
Yeah.
We are animals with we are conscious. Conscious animals. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. And yeah, that was actually it there. That was my experience. It was still nice.
Mm-hmm.
Still cool. And I'm looking forward for this huge thing which is going on there. I think in 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. I think 10th of July.
Yeah, 10th of July, yeah.
And I think one of the locations will be maybe Nilerstrand or Nilerhaven, but let's see. Mm-hmm. Let's be surprised.
I hope I get the information where it is at the right time.
Yeah. But you are also in this Telegram or your girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm there actually. And looking.
Yeah, and when I also look back regarding that we missed each other or we contacted, the thing is, and I realized afterwards, I put the notifications on from WhatsApp and Telegram on this day for important stuff, and I totally forgot about Signal.
Oh, that was my issue.
that was my, because I'm messaging with you. You are the only one I'm messaging there.
Sorry. You could also talk somewhere else, man.
Yeah.
No issue.
But that's a learning from my side also. Just put also from Signal the notification. Then I will not forget it. And
yeah, next time I know it maybe. So I don't know if I try to call you actually.
I haven't. I can't remember.
Yeah, let's see. So yeah, next time I will see. I mean, it was like, okay, it was when I now remind myself there, it was like kind of a weird situation for me because you said, okay, I'm there on 8 p.m. and it starts at 10. And we were there at half past 10. And so we walked there around and also looked in Telegram. And then I thought, okay, maybe this party isn't going on and you are doing something else or some organizational stuff, I don't know. And then I really thought also, yeah, it's not happening today, so
yeah, sure,
that's I kind of give them up and say, yeah, okay, let's just go somewhere to some party. And one thing, I saw your sound how's it called, Lautsprecher,
soundbox,
in the background in your room. And on this party where the DJs were building up their equipment, there was no kind of soundbox because you also said the other one also have this soundbox to connect, but there weren't these soundboxes. So I again thought, okay, it's not this party for sure because the soundboxes are missing. And yeah, then I really was like just thinking, okay, it's not happening. Okay, I don't know. Maybe some private party or I don't know, but not here. And yeah, at the end it was still there. So, yeah.
It was, let me get some, because I'm a little bit bleeding. I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
Sorry for that.
No issue.
No, because I cut myself, or I didn't cut myself, but just, I didn't plan to do it. And now I don't find, what do you call pflaster in English?
Patch? Or?
A patch?
Let's see.
I thought I had. Because this is really annoying.
Plaster or patch?
Okay, let's see. I have it. Ah, yeah, I have it here. Nice. I will. So my white t-shirt. I also have a drop here. It's really not nice.
Yeah.
That, yeah, happens. Okay, now I'm back. Okay. Party.
Something else you want to share with us?
Something else besides that? Yeah. No, it was... Besides that, it was really... Yeah. Yeah, I also decided on this day, because I also smoked weed a little bit, or what it means a little bit, maybe a lot. I mean, my combination on this day was weed in combination with LSD and water, kind of, or yeah, lemon water. I had lemon water with me, or lemons. Nice. And that was my combination. And at the end, I thought, okay, next time maybe, because this time you enjoyed it with also influenced by kind of, yeah, some drugs. And next time I want to celebrate just sober, just completely sober, to have full energy, kind of, because I was also dancing. I was not only chilling. I was mostly, because I like to dance also, and I was dancing mostly and talking, and I think a lot of energy. And in the end, I thought, wow, my body, how amazing does the body work, or my body and mind, and where I get this energy from? Because I don't do that every week. This was maybe kind of, this party I do maybe once every half of year or something, kind of, or in this combination, and also with a sleepless night, kind of, with no sleep. And I thought, oh, crazy. But yeah, next time I said my commitment is, when something big like this is going on, sober. But besides that, nothing really to share. A lot of people there, nice music. Yeah, there was a funny situation, because I remember in the morning there was a guy I know, he was DJing. And he was really good. The music he did was really good. And from one to another song, how you call it in English, in German?
Transitions,
yeah. The transitions were really good, and the effects he used. And he was really good. The people, and also me, we danced there, and we really enjoyed. And the sun was going up, and and it was really amazing. It was like, wow.
Nice.
And this was actually the best moment. This time, he was doing such amazing music, and with the sun going up and people dancing in the sand there, barefoot. I was dancing. And I remember, and I think he was doing it for 3 hours or something, from, I don't know, 8 until 11 in the morning, kind of. And then he was kind of exhausted. He needed a break, and then he stopped. So, and then he was sitting, and the people were clapping their hands. Nah? There was really, there was, yeah, come on, please continue. And he was exhausted. He was finished, and he was sitting there. And then another DJ started, continued. And he was doing okay, but not so good at all, like the other one. And the people, I remember I was sitting there, and then people were talking to him, and then he said, please, could you stand up, and could you try another time, because he's not good. It was so funny. And I was thinking, yeah, sad, but yeah, I remember that. It was just a funny situation because everyone wanted that he continues because it was so good and the other one was not so. But yeah, I mean, it's always like that. Someone is really doing a good job on something and maybe it fits also with the situation. The people were dancing and with the sunrise. Yeah. And yeah, and also if I would have more energy, I could also have said, yeah, I do some DJ. That was also... what I kind of regret that I did not DJ because I had the chance, because other people did with my equipment. They were DJing with my equipment, with their songs, and I just said, oh yeah, I'm just watching and I have not the energy or I'm not able to do it. Yeah, and this was one thing. And the other thing, my DJ controller, but I think I told you before the podcast, before we recorded, sand come in or dirt, and it's you cannot really use it 100% because the volume faders are not working correctly and they are not really going up to 100%, only 80%, and... yeah, and so I bought a new one. yeah, but besides that, I think that's all regarding the party.
Yeah, I saw a video on Telegram. It was, I think, from 8 a.m. or 7 a.m., I don't know. And I thought, man, these guys are all looking so exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
Another thing, also a tip to you, don't forget some bathing or how you swim stuff, swim shorts. Because I had no swim shorts and I wanted to go and others were going to the water and I was not feeling comfortable with my normal shorts because they are not drying so fast and I don't like that if they are wet all the time. And
so just naked, man.
Yeah, there were people going naked inside. Oh, man. Men, women, they don't care. And I thought, oh no, I'm not feeling comfortable with that. I'm not doing that. And maybe with people I know, when uh-huh. I'm with a private group or something.
Interesting.
I would, if I feel comfortable, why not? But there were so many people I just don't know. And I was not feeling comfortable with that.
For me, it would be the other way. So just with strangers, I don't care. Because I'm also used to it in the gym. And with people I know, I would be like, okay, only if it's really necessary, because,
Yeah. But the water was really nice from the temperature. Maybe not so 100... Yeah, sure, it's the river there, and it's not 100% clear. But for free swimming there, and really nice. So that's what I want to remember. Bring my... swim stuff, swim clothes, swim shorts for the next time.
Yeah, maybe I will also remember, but maybe also next time I will just come in the morning, man, just at, I don't know, 6 a.m. or so.
Yeah.
And it would be also cool until 11 a.m. or I don't know, until I want to. Just to enjoy
nice.
this morning moments again, because it's really nice. You kind of reminded me.
It's so nice. And on this area, you also see nice the sunrise kind of. You have really a nice view. And yeah, it's and people call it also. I didn't know that in Brazil, I think in Rio, you have Copacabana. And this area, they call in Cologne. Someone told me they call it Copacolonia.
Uh-huh.
And then I said, okay, yeah, that makes sense because it's so a nice area here and you have kind of a beach feeling. And yeah, so now I know a good place where we just can go to go swimming or enjoy the time. Yeah.
Yeah, I just know the term California.
California, okay. I heard that also, yeah.
Yeah, but Copacolonia?
Copacolonia.
Interesting.
Also, never heard it. I mean, And that's so amazing about I think Cologne. There are so many places I haven't visited or I don't know about, like this one. I only knew about it since last week, and so I think there will be also there are other places like this.
Yeah, it's I just know it for recreation, or I was biking there quite a few times, but never for partying. And actually, regarding Cologne, I actually am really planning to move next year back to Cologne, man.
Yeah.
it's too hard here, man. Also, when I also realized, man, Cologne, there's just everything. When you really think about it, there's everything you need. It's so nice, man. And yeah, let's see. Because it's really some thing. I think I have to do it. I don't know how, because I'm currently funding and have no income. Mm. And maybe we'll get a dog, but it's even harder.
A dog.
Yeah, the old dog from my girlfriend. So because it's someone has to keep him, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I thought, yeah, why not? It's like an old dog. It's not like a commitment for 20 years or so. So why not?
Yeah, nice. And yeah, so if you are here in Cologne and you have this dog, just tell me if you need someone to take care of him or for some day.
Man, that's really nice to hear, man.
I would love to do it, because I actually also thought about getting a dog, but I'm not feeling, because I have a small apartment and and if I'm honest, I don't have, I mean, right now I would have the time, but if I'm really serious about it and I'm honest to myself for the long term, I would not have the time for the dog, or maybe hard. I'm thinking about it, but I'm fine with that, or with the thought that if friends ask me if I can take for some day or for a weekend or something, I would just do it, and that's fine.
That's really nice to hear, man. Thanks for the offer.
Sure.
Yeah, so I'm not really like, so she's doing the whole stuff. I'm just going with the dog out in the morning and in the evening. So it's also nice for me. But it's only a commitment for at maximum 5 years. So it will be really long if it's five, but let's see.
But 5 years for holding the dog, having the dog.
Yeah, because the dog is 12 years old. So the absolute maximum is like 20, but it's really like it really has to be healthy, very very healthy. So it could be 3 years, could be 4 years. So I think it's a nice exercise for me to think about having a dog maybe in the future, like a young dog, so then also having it for more than 10 years. So it's like let's see how it is. And this is some kind of the emotional thing, how it's called, like something she really wants. For me, it's really going back to Cologne, and we just decide, man, okay, let's do this, the things we really want from like our heart. Mm-hmm. Even it's like fucks us up in some ways, but just do it. For going back to Cologne, it's like the money thing, it's costing crazy amount again. Mm. But man, I life is too short, man. I don't want to miss that time there.
Life is too short,
For real. Why should I live here for so long if I don't enjoy it, actually? And so I try next year. I hope it will go. It will work out, kind of.
Okay, so the main reason is you just not enjoy the time there in Bonn, or what is the main reason?
Bonn is okay. Here and there, I really don't like things here, but Cologne is home for me, for real. It's really, I really like it there, man. Too nice. Also now with the party stuff, and there are so many things. Also going to my family is shorter. Traveling with train is much better.
Okay.
Like I have my people there, and that's why.
Yeah.
I just thought, okay, fuck it, man. I just stay here until I have this minimum contract time, because I'm contracted for 1 year here at minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I can move again. So, let's see.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I totally understand. Yeah. Yeah, let's see. what awaits us here in Cologne.
Yeah, best city, no, but it's really nice, so I just want to go back.
Yeah, the thing is, I think, yeah, we talked already about it in one episode, I think, about Cologne, why we moved here. And yeah, I always say when I talk to someone, I think I also talked a lot about it on that weekend with people about Cologne and why we are here in Cologne and why Cologne feels so, or the people here are, or the I don't know, the vibe here is kind of, it feels good. It feels just good. And it feels just good without having any expectation. So expectation, or it has to be good. It needs to be good, and everything needs to be perfect. It's just, it feels like it, without expectation. And I like that. And that's why I'm still here, kind of. And I mean, I could move to another place if I want, but it feels just good. Yeah,
it's nice. Yeah. For me, I'm thinking, man, words cannot explain it. I'm not able to explain it. I also feel kind of dumb when I think about it, because, man, it's just a city, but I don't know, I cannot explain it, I just want it, fuck it, man, so just do it.
Yeah.
Just go back.
Just do it.
What should I, talk about, how I want to go back, and I'm not doing it, so I think I will do it. But maybe, let's see, maybe in a few months I think, okay, it's actually okay here, but
yeah, sure.
I don't know. Yeah,
maybe, I mean, Bonn, I don't know, I was also at some parties in Bonn, but not, so maybe I can count it on one hand, maybe 5 parties or something in the whole 5-6 years, but yeah, I mean, maybe you find some good places, yeah, we'll see, let's see, maybe you feel comfortable. And besides that, I think we reached almost the limit of our... Kind of, I mean, we have right now 46 minutes.
Okay.
Do you have to add something, or do you want to? Regarding in English speaking, I felt comfortable now.
I was judging too early, but yeah.
I mean, in the beginning, I was also feeling, oh, it feels weird, but now it feels like, okay, that's, yeah, it's like kind of. We did it in the past, like, and with colleagues speaking and with people.
Yeah. It's also interesting that I can speak English that well, even if I'm not using it for quite some time now. For me, it's like over, I don't know, it's 1.5 years after I really used it frequently. But yeah, it's still good, I think. And nice.
So far, from my side, so far, what I can, I mean, how judge or, it, yeah, you're speaking very well. I don't know about me.
Yes, it's the same for you. I think it's pretty good, actually. Yeah.
Cool. So. Yes, maybe someone can give us feedback. I think
nice.
I will share this episode with some people and will, hey, please, could you... give some feedback regarding my English or our English. And
yeah, man, it's yeah,
it would be interesting
with this fucked up beginning.
But yeah, I mean, it was, I mean, I was also thinking, should we talk about the title of this episode already, or do you want to add something else?
You mean like in general? Yeah, I just want to ask about this Cardano podcast, but we could also just...
Cardano podcast?
If you heard it, like this, Charles Hoskinson.
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah, I heard
completely.
It.
Completely.
I heard, I mean, 2x, also because it was 5 hours, and I said,
yeah.
5 hours? Or do you really want to spend 5 hours in normal speed? So
yeah.
I said, no, I just put it 2x the speed, and yeah, 2.5 hours kind of.
Yeah, I'm at 3 hours currently, but listening at 1x.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's kind of interesting to hear, actually. I don't know. I just want to ask if there are like things you want maybe to talk about, or like some interesting.
I'm thinking. I mean, the thing is, what I realized, if you if you follow this guy or Charles Hoskinson already earlier, I mean, I know him now already since 2017, when I also started with investing in crypto. And I remember this first video when he explained this tree, the third generation of cryptocurrency or blockchain or whatever. And he said, yeah, the first generation was Bitcoin, second one is something like Ethereum, and then the third is kind of what they want to achieve with Cardano. And since then I followed him and Cardano, the roadmap, and I realized when I looked when I listened to this episode that yeah, that's him, and there's not really so many new things about him. I mean, maybe some specific things about the roadmap of Cardano, what they want to do this year, and regarding smart contracts and stuff. But besides that, I think he is really one of the realest guys I don't know personally, kind of like Elon Musk, kind of in another way. But in the blockchain area, and I have the feeling I can trust him. What he is talking about, he's not talking kind of bullshit, or he don't want to sell you something. He just like he said, they want to change something, and they don't do it for the money. And yeah, that was for people who don't know him, I can really recommend to listen to this episode.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same for me. It's a really trustful guy, I think. I mean, it sounds like it. And I mean, the thing is also, it's not like when he talks something like 100 people are saying, no, this is not true because X, Y, and Z. So I think he's like not telling that much shit, if at all. And also it sounds really thought out what he's saying. And not only one-sided. So yeah, he's also talking about different cryptocurrencies and how they are, and that he actually would also do something with them, so like a partnership and or like just consulting. It was for me interesting to hear about Dogecoin, how this is working. So it's just like a copy of some cryptocurrency from 2012, as he said.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy how this grew, because it was kind of a joke, and this joke got just real.
Yeah, yeah.
And very interesting. And also like about Elon Musk, that he's like kind of not destroying, but damaging cryptocurrency markets, because regulators get like nervous regarding the whole ups and downs, and maybe it could be because of that at some point. Cryptos have to be strictly regulated because popular people like Elon Musk are like doing some, volatile
manipulating the market.
Yeah, manipulating, and like he gives the regulators a reason to regulate his shit.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's actually right. So yeah, Elon Musk can do like jokes and it's funny, and he laughs hits ass up off, and guys like Charles have to like repair the damage. So yeah, it's actually interesting how this maybe is. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's actually nice for an overview. I don't also get that much from this podcast, but it's actually still nice to hear, and to also know what's going on, what's he's working on, and also the comparison between the whole generations of cryptocurrency and how fucked up Bitcoin is. I just realized, and also like the community of Bitcoin, how they are not that constructive anymore. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, okay, that's just it. So I have, I think, 2 hours left. And yeah, let's see.
What do you mean? Also, 2 hours left with the podcast.
Yeah, one hour and 47 minutes. I have to listen.
Yeah, I think there were also what I also realized, what was maybe a little bit of feedback, for improving for regarding Lex, because I think he is doing really a good job, and a lot of people say, oh, he's better. he's better than Joe Rogan because he is also an engineer or knows the stuff, and Joe Rogan is some kind, yeah, he doesn't know so well the details. Because, yeah, Lex, I think he's doing something in regarding AI also, or deep learning and stuff like that. He's, yeah. I think, at MIT or something, he's doing some...
Yeah, he's doing some research and stuff like this, yeah.
And but what I realized in the end, because he was just kind of, he was, the longer the episode went, he got, I had the feeling he got more and more tired, kind of. There was a situation where he asked a question to Charles, and then Charles said, ah, come on, Lex, with a please, with a little bit more enthusiasm.
Yeah, yeah, I was there. But I thought, man, he's also talking like that.
But I think in general, he was talking really with really power, and he was always trying to also show with his hands or with some examples, with some figures there, with some, I don't know, objects. He shows the examples, yeah, or he explained the things well. And that was something I realized, that Lex was getting kind of tired. And the second thing was that mostly he was just reading the questions from the community from Reddit he received, kind of. And I had the feeling, okay, that so you don't have to have a podcast, because Charles could also do an AMA, ask me anything or something like that. It would have been the same, kind of, but yeah.
But he's also asking some additional stuff sometimes. Yeah. And I mean, I also realized that, like before, being 1 hour in, that's just a hard interview, I think, man, because there's so much deep stuff. I wouldn't be able to really understand everything. And I also think he doesn't either, because...
Yeah.
It's actually complicated. I also really felt, man, this is really, for an interviewer, really hard to actually get through it. So I think it's pretty well. So
yeah, in general, it was pretty well. It was only a few things I realized from my side, or my opinion. And yeah. But yeah, besides that, really, I mean, when you look also at the comments and YouTube, a lot of people say really an amazing episode, and great content. We will link that definitely again in the description of this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have a look at the comments later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was it. Cardano, Charles Hoskins, and Lex Fridman. Was there something else? Ah, there was also this. At the end, I can't really remember. Maybe I have to watch it again. They're also talking about advice for young people and the meaning of life. I think regarding advice for young people, they were talking something like, something about kind of life is too short, and something like what we talked about, life is too short, do something. And but maybe I'm also wrong, I don't know, but I need to watch it again.
Yeah, maybe. They said that there was also a question like, what should young people, which kind of programming language they should start, and it was like, I think Python and Rust, because Rust is like C++, but modern, so pretty modern. Yeah, it's just good to know for me, actually. So when I'm at that decision point, maybe I have a look at Rust.
Yeah, they talked also about, or he recommended also JavaScript, I think.
Mm. Yeah, that's true, JavaScript also. And because, also, because I don't know, he kind of said you can do everything with that. When you can Python and JavaScript, you can like do everything. I don't know the context with Rust, but he also was talking about Rust. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, I think he added also regarding, because there are a lot of existing libraries and stuff like that, and the community is just big. And I mean, if you have a lot of libraries and the big community, it's like with everything. If you have people who want that, or the developers and the users, a lot of, then there is a need. And then, you have nothing to lose if you do something in that area.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, also Python, I think Python especially has so many libraries. It's so nice, man. I really, for everything, we have such nice APIs and libraries. It's really, really nice because I'm currently using a bit of Python in AI stuff. And
okay,
man, that's so nice. It's really, it's just nice. So compared with Swift, the iOS language, this is nothing, man.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Yeah, I didn't use Python for a long time, but yeah, I remember that it's really easy and there's a lot you can do with it. Right now I'm doing something with TypeScript. It's JavaScript, but TypeScript. That's why the name.
Ah, interesting. I thought TypeScript is something like JSON, because when you use Firebase, you can use JSON as Firebase database. I mean, you can use the JSON format or TypeScript, but I don't get it. For the database rules, actually, there you can like lay out some rules. For example, this user is not able to do this and stuff like this.
Yeah.
And there's like a choice between JSON, and TypeScript. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, could be. I don't know about it, but could be, because TypeScript, what I really like about TypeScript so far, what I've learned is that, it exists, that you don't just make, that you don't easily make errors or failures, or you can easily check your code and make tests and compare it when you just do vanilla JavaScript. I mean, vanilla JavaScript is just random JavaScript, and you don't check if it's a number or a string. You just write this method, and if you know about it that you pass in a number or a string as argument, that's okay. But if someone else used this method, then it could go easily wrong. And with TypeScript, you can avoid this. And that's what I really like so far. And I'm learning every day a little bit with Udemy.
Nice.
And I also plan to rewrite the application, what I did, this remote lane, because it gets more and more traction without doing anything. That's really funny. I think last week there were, I don't know, over 20,000 visitors or something, and I think over 300 new subscribers, and without doing any marketing or stuff like that.
What's happening, man?
I think it was featured in a famous blog site from Saudi Arabia, or this area, Saudi Arabia, that's was the reason. And that motivates to do something more. But actually, I also want to use this knowledge for new applications or for new ideas, and not only TypeScript, also TypeScript in combination with microservices, in combination with Docker, with what is the other name? Docker and Kubernetes. Because the big advantage is, if you do it correctly, I think the beginning is hard, but if you do it correctly, it's so easy to scale. You don't need to, make a switch or something, buy a little bit more resources, and then if new users come, you have no problems. But let's see, I'm still in the beginning, and Yeah, also the other problem is I want to do so many things that maybe that's also a little bit, I want to do something regarding climate change. I want to do something regarding my personal hobbies, DJing. And then I want to do something, yeah, my programming set, and then I want to travel. And it's really, I cannot really decide. Maybe that's a fault, but also I'm just doing what I'm feeling. Like you said, you have the feeling you want to go back to Cologne, and it feels just good if you listen to your feeling. Just do what you feel, and without any thinking of, I don't know, you need to do something, you have to do it, you must do it. But maybe also I'm 1 year later, next year I will look back and I said, oh no, that was totally, you should have focused only on two things or one thing, but I don't know, let's see.
Interesting. Yeah, last thing, I also want to make a web page maybe at some point. I don't know if I have time for it, but like a comparison where you can just type in your energy consumption of a device, for example, washing machine. Mm-hmm. And then it shows really nice, okay, does it make sense to buy a new one? How much would you save on CO2 and water and, of course, money? Because it's actually really hard to buy something with a view on like energy consumption and if it makes sense, because it's shown every time differently and old devices are measured differently than new devices. Because you have these classes A, B, C, D, and it's kind of hard actually also for me to just have a nice comparison. So maybe that's a nice idea, and yeah, let's see. Should be also not that hard, I think. You just need to get the consumption data of all the new devices all the time, but let's see. Yeah,
cool. Yeah, I think in the end, it's really nice or motivating when you just work on your own problems, on ideas. I mean, a lot of people tell you this in these motivational videos. Yeah, work on your own problems and stuff. And yeah, if you are your own customer, kind of, no?
Yeah.
If you don't have a middleman between or something, and it's really, I can confirm that. I mean, the things I do for myself, I don't relate this to work. It's not work for me. It's just it's like I just want to do it. I like to do it. No.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right. That's some
wrapping it up, or we are over 1 hour already.
Oh shit.
Or should we do spontaneously some Joe Rogan stuff if we are already talking in English? No. It was a joke.
What kind of Joe Rogan style?
I don't know. Joe Rogan style. So sometimes you say, yeah, let's do some Joe Rogan style, some random question or so. I don't know. What is your plan for today? Or I don't know. What is your remaining?
Yeah, maybe if my neck is not completely fucked up like it's currently, I will go to my first fight lesson again.
Nice.
And yeah, I have planned a lot for my project. Actually having a team now, so kind of like a partner where I'm work with that partner and see if it's working. And yeah, that's it actually. If I'm not going today to the fighting lesson, then I'm going tomorrow. Yeah, that's it. And what are you doing?
I need to clean up my mess here in my place. It's really messy, kind of. I need to clean up, but cleaning up. I want to do some DJing a little bit.
Nice.
Trying out another software. I think it's called Rekordbox. It's very famous. I think it's made for the Pioneer controllers for the hardware. And besides that, yeah, doing laundry and stuff. But the main thing I'm really enjoying, or I'm looking forward to do some DJing, some new mixes, some new songs. Yeah.
Nice, man. I really also want to hear your set at some point, man. I was really looking forward last time.
I mean, what I can do, because what I started, I have a Spotify playlist. And actually, this playlist, I think there are more than 700 songs I have in it. And this is just my playlist for new songs which I discovered from other parties or other DJs. I just put it inside there, and then every other day I download them as MP3 in my also in my set. And actually, this is my set. Actually, I think it's 739 songs, and this is my set which I use for every event. And sure, I don't use every song for because not every event is 70 hours or 80 hours, but I just use all these songs because there are different styles, mostly electronic, sure, but yeah, some are chill, some are harder, and I just use this playlist for live DJing, and I'm just for the location, for the setting, I just try to pick the right songs, and I can share it with you, but I can put it also
in the podcast description maybe. Yeah. Because I want to listen to your set when I'm there. So
yeah, sure.
If it's not happening at 10th of July, then I'm listening, but I want to like a bit of surprise, so
yeah, I mean
I will wait.
We will do that. Besides that, if we don't make it happen with a nice location, on some day, I will also do kind of a private party at my place. And if it's small, but I can do also here a live DJ set, and we can do it spontaneously on a weekend when it's raining or something kind of, and then we are inside. And then you are in the first row, kind of, front row.
Nice, man.
Yeah. Okay. Sure, looking forward to this. So I think from my side, I have nothing to add. The title for this episode.
Yeah, the title.
Something with in English.
I just thought English, please. I don't know.
I thought also English, please. should we just... in English, please. But should we just take in only English, please?
Yeah, like the English teacher is always saying like that. English, please.
English, please, with how you call it, exclamation mark? What is it, exclamation?
Yeah, maybe I just sent you something, maybe that like that.
Yeah, English, and then with, comma, and please. Okay, awesome.
Nice.
Then from my side, I just said thank you, Martin.
Yeah, thank you, man.
It was an awesome English episode.
Yeah, let's maybe do it.
And feedback, because we have also, it seems to be that we have some listeners from the US, and it would be nice to get really some feedback. And we still have this lottery going on, €20 you can win until 15th of July. So give us feedback and you get money.
At least one of you.
Yeah, one, we pick one.
All okay. Right, nice. Then
stop recording.
Haut rein, bis zum nächsten Mal, ne?
Okay, haut rein.